We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Cavs, are they focused too much on being physical in this series? 216-474-0092. Fix My Life 745, which we might just have to update this because a lot of people are giving me ideas about what might have killed this duck out in my driveway. I'm just telling you right now. I got to save it because I'm getting a lot of information from a lot of different places here. Also, J.C. Sheldon, wonderful Ohio State women's basketball guard. She's going to join us 9:20. She's a new Dallas Swing. You're going to want to hear it. Free Odyssey app. Make sure you get it. It's fantastic. Get all the audio right there in your Odyssey app. So do you believe they might be focused too much on physicality here
calls? I think by and large, you hear every NBA team talking about the difference between a regular season and the playoffs. They all say the same thing. They all talk about physicality.
Yeah.
And this is why it's time for a breakthrough for somebody like Evan Mobley, who, you know, we've had our jokes about him being a little meek, not being the most outspoken guy, and not playing with that type of physical presence. But I will tell you, I've seen signs after that ankle injury. He has been more aggressive. I remember the Knicks game going right at Kevin Durant. Like, he has shown a little bit more kind of prowess that I hadn't really seen.
Like, I don't want him to try to. Like, it seems perfect for you guys trying too hard, and now you dumbed yourself out of this situation, and here you are losing. I don't know if it's that way, Tone. I've seen what Evan Mobley has done since he came back from that injury, and he is exactly what you said. Like, there is something here where he's played, I don't want to say with a little bit of a mean streak, but he's been very aggressive. Again, it takes a lot. It takes a long time for him to gather on three-point attempts. But he's played stronger. He's played harder. You mentioned just a second ago how he played against a couple of these other premier players in the NBA. I mean, there has been a seriousness to him that I think that he's kind of taken and taken to the next level here. Is it going to be enough? It can be enough against Orlando. Is it going to be enough this year to go on against Boston or God knows who else? I'm not sure. But I tell you what, I can, as angry as I was on Sunday, I really wasn't even angry. You got me angry. But as angry as it came off on Monday and Sunday night and Monday morning, like, I can turn on this and go, all right, there's going to be some changes coming. We all know with who. I mean, I'm not rooting for the guy to get fired, but it seems like it's going to go that way more than likely, because it seems that a lot of guys who are running around on the floor are not fans of the guy directing him now. But we'll talk about that when we get to that bridge. I can look at this season and go, wait a minute. Now, if Donovan signs, That's the big goal here. But if Donovan signs, and I can look back on this and go, you know, Evan really grew in this postseason. Might have dominated. If I can say he dominated against Orlando, or I can say he played to an exceedingly high level against Orlando and took that next step and then continued to take steps and might have learned something against the Boston Celtics, then I think that might be a bit of a success. So I'm more than willing to dial back on the criticism here and see the forest for the trees. I want to meet him halfway on a lot of that stuff. I'm not trying to belabor something that happened 5 days ago. I don't want to carry that into the postseason. But I am nervous about how they'll come off on Saturday thinking, well, if they just start decide to start jogging up and down the floor on Saturday and these fans start going after him, then like there's going to be hell to pay come Monday morning here. Like they can really make a statement Saturday afternoon.
So there, I totally agree. And I think that's a part of winning back some of the fans that are feeling the way they're feeling and are in almost unison, in agreement with you about how this thing flamed out at the end of the year and just not just the last game of the year, but also how they played after the All-Star break. It hasn't been good. It hasn't been pretty. They've been below 500. All the metrics have dipped. Their defense has been really bad for a Cavs team that was their calling card, not getting back in transition like we talked about yesterday. I do hope we see a noticeable difference, and I'm telling you, I think this Cavs team can pound Orlando on the boards in a way they just were not able to do against the Knicks last year, and that's going to be huge in this series, getting second opportunity, especially on the offensive boards.
Well, let me ask you this. 216-474-0092. Are the Cavs too focused on being physical here, or do they need to focus on being physical here in this series against Orlando? We had David Thorpe on. We had the play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic on TV earlier this week. Are we talking about Jonathan Isaac the right way? Are we overrating? I'm asking a question, not making a point here. I'm asking you. Are we overrating Jonathan Isaac to any degree because of what Mitchell Robinson did to us last year?
Well, he's been a bench
player.
Or
are we putting him right where we need to put him, thinking, hey, this guy can play really good defense.
Well,
there's going to be
a problem here. The one I'm more maybe concerned isn't the right term, but I'm more focused on is Jalen Suggs. Because I just go back and if you pull up a video of him from this year playing defense, if you ever wondered if somebody could play defense in the NBA – like Aaron Kraft did in college, this is how he plays. He will just pick you up full court. He will swarm you. He will get into you. And remember, they don't call fouls the way they do in the regular season or the way they did in the first few months of the year. So Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell better be prepared for that, because he is going to take any time you try to cross in front of him, he's going to just take that ball. Deflections, swarming, hands there. They have to be pinpoint with their passes. They cannot lollygag. If Darius Garland thinks he's going to, you know how his signature move when they inbound the ball is for him to just kind of watch that ball and mosey on by, let the clock tick.
No. He's going to go his way.
He will come in and dive. I wouldn't be surprised if he has knee pads all of a sudden like it's volleyball. He will come in and dive and steal the ball. Like, you have to be aware of all those little things come playoff time now.
216-474-0092. Should the Cavs be focused on being physical, or is there too much of a focus? Hearing what Jared Allen said, is there too much of a focus on being physical here? Should they play their style of basketball and just focus on getting these wins? Peter in Perrysburg, you're first up on the Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Peter.
Ken, no, I'm not letting you slide. Your horrible top five list of all-time animals. You went 0-for-1-2-3. You put two birds and then deer. It was terrible, man.
I said in my backyard.
No, Peter,
in my backyard,
his house.
Peter, at my house.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Deer, well, you haven't been to my house, Peter. You live in Perrysburg. The only thing I know about Perrysburg, Ohio, is good football, good sports in general. Jerry Glanville and you.
Yeah, it's flat, too. So
it's flat. It. Okay, we got a few hills in Streetsboro. Continue. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I think that they should be physical. I think they should. I think they need to come out firing. I think that they really need to be in a playoff mentality. I understand that, we know we're in the playoffs. Blah 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 blah. We're not going to let the sins of last year and our not handling the Knicks the way we really should have. I think they need to have that in mind. I think they need to come out firing, and they need to be prepared to fight, because I think Orlando's going to come out fighting.
I think you're right about that, Peter, as much as we started off in the wrong foot there. I think that there's going to be, if you're Orlando and they play tight defense, they struggle scoring, and thank you very much for the call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Play tight defense. They have trouble scoring. Like, I know they had Jake Chapman on, right, earlier this week on the Midday Show?
Correct.
And, I mean, he knows them as well as anybody. He knows hoops. I think that they're going to try to bog it down even more. And when David Thorpe, we had him on yesterday, Coach Thorpe, when he was saying, hey, these are teams that are either 24th or 25th or 25th and 26th in pace. I mean, these are teams that are going to be slow. I mean, you're going to be watching high school basketball coming up on Saturday here. And especially in game one where it's a feel-out game in a lot of ways, I think Orlando might try to ball up a fist and sock you first here. I think that there might be some elbows and see if they can test you inside.
They know they can't score with you.
Exactly.
So I expect, totally agree with you, Ken. I expect them to try to win this game in every ugly way they possibly can, because they know that there's more firepower. As much as we don't think there is, as much as we have been down on our offense, and as much as Darius has not been Darius this year, and Donovan after the knee injury wasn't the same, Evan Mobley, we did see some nice advances at the end of the year. I think we just have so much more firepower than Orlando. So Orlando knows that they have to make this the biggest rock fight of all time. You're going to hear that term from the announcers throughout the game. It's going to be annoying how much they reference a rock fight.
Yeah, I've heard that term about three times already from guests. And I imagine we're going to hear it from the announcers on ESPN at 1 o'clock Saturday.
Well, yes. Last night, take for instance, 76ers and Miami is 105-104. I would not be shocked. I mean, unless the Cavs just catch fire and they just have one of those wire-to-wire wins and look great doing so, which I think they have it in them. I do think the Cavs have that in them. Orlando does not. I mean, 93, 91, 88. I mean, that could be the
playing
final
score. Playing in the 80s?
Yeah, that could be the final score in this game on Saturday, because neither team is really trying to run all that much, although Orlando will try to test that transition defense, which has been a flaw of the Cavs. But I think they'll be getting back in this game. I think they understand that has to be the case. So you just can't be turning the ball over. You know, that's going to be a huge part of Orlando's attack. They know that if the Cavs can get settled in, the Cavs are going to get good looks. The gravity of Max Strus and George Niang, you know, Sam Merrill can go and be healthy in this game, and obviously Donovan Mitchell. They know that if the Cavs are allowed to set up in the half court, then they're going to be able to get good looks.
Well, I'm glad you brought those two guys up. Because Max Strus, going back to Sunday, Max Strus was obviously very upset.
Yeah.
You know, I think George Niang, we had him on the show. I think there's a level of professionalism and a level of seriousness. You know, when Donovan Mitchell, I think it was Donovan who had said to Chris about teaching people what playoff, showing, we got to show them what playoff basketball is. And a lot of people obviously rolled their eyes at something like that. I think that's where the veterans have to step up and do that. I do think that when Jared Allen says the lights were too bright, while we ripped him like crazy right after that series, Jared Allen wasn't telling a lie. He told the truth. We just didn't want him to admit something like that. And for Evan, if Evan's starting to throw some elbows here and play more aggressively, I can get more out of him here. Again, I'm looking at this, if we want to play the long game, I'll play the long game with him. And if I can get out of this series a win, obviously, Evan playing well, Evan being more aggressive, if I can get leadership from not just Donovan Mitchell, but I can get them to be brought along, because a lot of people are saying 6-7-game series. All right, well, if it's a 7-game series, by the time game seven is going to come around, there's going to be people who are going to be negative, either that or my heart's going to be pounding out of my chest. Now, I'm going to try not to be negative about them if they get to a game seven. It is what it is, and it's still a 4-5 matchup. We're not exactly where we wanted to be, but it's still a 4-5 matchup. I need to give Orlando the proper respect that they're due. So if it gets to a game seven and I come out of there, all right, you fought a war, you won it. Now we're going to learn against Boston. We'll give them hell. Maybe we can go into a series with kind of a, all right, let's see what we can do attitude. Let's see if we can play loose and physical and see if we can gain something from here and see if we can play against a great team and two of the premier players in the NBA. I'll take that. I know it's Ken, you're making amends for what's really going on. Yeah, there is part of that. I'll grant you that. But I have to see what the entire picture of this is before I just go and say that this whole thing isn't going to work. Like they are in Atlanta after last night in that game. I know you weren't referencing that game, but I have to because of their loss to Chicago last night where they want to blow it all up.
Yes, and they will be. They definitely
obviously,
will be.
Obviously, yes.
So I think about this all the time. How we think about this team today, it totally flips if they win against Orlando, especially if they win in like 5 games or look pretty good in 6 games. Because what happens is guys get unlocked in the playoffs and start feeling really good about their roles. That's what happened with the Miami Heat last year. Mm-hmm. They were so down on that Miami Heat team all season. Then they won a round. Now all of a sudden, remember, Max came alive. Caleb Martin. Now, all of a sudden, Duncan Robinson is back. Like, it starts to feed on itself. Guys get more as the series goes on, as the playoffs go on. And I'm telling you, the fans, as much as I'm looking right now on SeatGeek, on StubHub, 35, I mean, regular season prices to get into this game on the secondary market.
It's still upper
yeah,
deck.
Upper deck. But that changes. That changes once the fans start seeing, you know, these guys play to their capabilities. Now, look, if they come out and you want to talk about, you know, throwing a first punch, if it's Orlando and you lose and home court advantage has got like, okay, Kenny, then you know what? I'm probably going to hear from a lot of people saying, you try to get us excited about this. There's something in me that tells me that's not going to be the case on Saturday.
Is it weird that I kind of
hope I'm wrong? I mean, I hope I'm right. I hope it's not going to be that way where a lot of the Cavs fatigue – about how this team has played, I just think they've got it in them to come out and really dictate, set the tone in this first game.
I know it's a Saturday, so it's going to be a different type of fan anyway.
That's true.
Like Monday would probably be more of a business-like atmosphere with people coming in from work, but I tell you, I kind of like that the prices are low. Because that means my neighbor in Streetsboro taking his family to the game on a nice price for a playoff game, they're going to be a lot louder than the guy taking his clients and throwing the free T-shirt on over the college shirt. Kind of want to take that positivity to it. Coming up at 8:20, Mary Kay Cabot. She's going to join us on the show. We will talk draft with her. We will talk to Sean Watson's shoulder with her, obviously. And, you know, we're getting new helmets. And the new helmets look nice, but there's a possibility of a third helmet. Who's the third man? Coming up at 8:20 this morning. Up next, look at how they massacred my duck. It's coming up and Fix My Life on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.